Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, you got to believe that and know that you are blessed. You are blessed because you know your Father. And because He is rich, then you are blessed. despite your circumstances and your situation, you got to know and believe that you are blessed. Well, we bring you peace and blessings, or as I always say, peace and love. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the northeast corridor of the nation's capital. And we thank God for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. We are so thankful that you have decided to join us here live, and those who are listening to the rebroadcast, we thank God for each and every one of you all. As I was mentioning before, I was talking to someone and said, I remember I used to share this, and people would rather look at Greenleaf on TV than listen to the Word of God. So I said, nevertheless, I'm going to continue to stand and blow the trumpet for Christ. So we are so appreciative and so thankful again for each and every one of you all. As you all know, we understand the power of prayer. Prayer is one of our best and one of our most useful tools and weapons that we have been given from God. And God wants us to talk to Him. Our Father wants us to talk to Him. So without further ado, let us pray. Lord God, we thank you. Father, we thank you for, first of all, because you've blessed us and because you've taken care of us. We thank you for the grace and mercy of today. We are so appreciative for what you have done and how you have blessed us and made a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have taken care of us all throughout the busyness of today. Lord God, we ask that you will continue to bless my family, my friends, asking that you continue to bless my brother Warren, my mother, Eleanor. Thank you, Lord God, for their healing power, for your healing power, for healing them. I thank you again for how you're healing my friends, Anthony Summers, Tyrone Petty, Lord God, Mama Troxler, Mama Store. We are so appreciative, Lord God, and we see by evidence of the healing power that you've done in these people's lives, that one, that you are alive and doing well, and two, that you are still performing miracles. Now, we ask, Lord God, that you will grant wisdom to tonight's lesson plan. Lord God, continue to pour through me to your people. Lord God, I'm nothing more than your conduit. I thank you, Lord God. Allow me only to speak the words that you want me to say. Allow your thoughts and your ideas, your inspiration, your challenge to go through, and be a blessing to these people. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all those who are associated with Omega Ministry Group, Reconciliation Ministries. I thank you, Lord God, for the partnership and the fellowship. Lord God, I give you honor and praise and everything I say and do. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are so thankful for you joining us here tonight. We want to thank God for the Store family, for their partnership with Omega Ministry Group, and we are so appreciative. So thankful and appreciative to be a part of that group of ministry that have decided to do ministry outside of the four walls we call the church. We thank God for Dr. Store and his queen, Tammy Store, and all those who are associated, Minister Joseph Amos Collins, Minister Leah Killings, Bishop George Flint, and so many others who participate and are used of God to share his gospel. Let me just say, this is about participation. We, as always, encourage you, if there is a comment, if you have a question, you can press 1 on your phone, and I can unmute your mic. All mics are muted right now. So you can press 1, and I can unmute your mic. If you are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. That's J-A-Y, V as in victory, A-N-N, 91@yahoo.com. And I definitely will respond to your email. Well, tonight's lesson plan is one that came of some interest to me, and we are going to, the scriptural reference for tonight's lesson is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 18 through 21. Again, tonight's lesson plan, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. As you all know, I like to read different translations so that we can get a better understanding of what the teacher or what the word is. Let's read the NIV translation first. It reads, all this, again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. This is the NIV translation. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Let me read the New Century Translation. It says, all this is from God through Christ Jesus. Through Christ. God made peace between us and himself. And God gave us the work of telling everyone about the peace he can have within him. God was in Christ, making peace between the world and himself. In Christ, God did not hold the world guilty of his sin, and he gave us this message of peace. So we have been sent to speak for Christ. It is as if God is calling to you through us. We speak for Christ when we beg you to be at peace with God. Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin so that in Christ we will become right with God. Thus is the reading of God's word. We praise God for his word, his most powerful and righteous word. Tonight, lesson plan, what we have entitled tonight's message is, who do you represent? Who do you represent? I'm going to charge up my phone here. Oh, excuse me. Okay. So, we have this we have this message, and when I thought about this message, well, how it came to me really is when you think about branding and how important branding is in today's society. You can be known according to your brand. And let me give you an example. When there are some brands that when you look at its symbol, then you automatically equate it with quality, superiority. You equate it with expensive things, or you can equate it with something that is poorly made. Let me give you an example. When you can look at a Mercedes-Benz and the symbol, or you could look at a Yugo, and you don't have to look at the cars themselves, but just look at the symbol, and you automatically acknowledge the fact that the Mercedes-Benz is probably and more than likely going to be better than that Yugo. I don't even know if they still make Yugo. When you look at, and this is something that I've had to learn even in my own life, when you look at brands and you look at brands of clothing, there are some symbols, some brands that when you look at, you immediately think of good quality. You immediately say to yourself that, you immediately say to yourself that this is of good quality, according to its symbol, according to its brand, it's going to be it's going to be worth something. And so many of us, when we look at our own lives, we think about the brand that we associate ourselves with. Now, that brings me to, I guess, my subject matter of who do you represent. According to certain brands, as we said, when you look at the symbol or when you look at the brand itself, it represents quality. It represents a certain attitude. The first question I have for us tonight is, when people look at you, are you a brand for Christ or for God, rather? Meaning, are you a symbol for who God represents or who God is? I was challenged this week when I heard someone say that they was, and it was Kanye West, and he was saying that he came out with a new Christian song or album, and he said he was more afraid of the backlash from Christians than anybody else. He said, "I am making gospel music to represent Jesus Christ, to praise God, but yet I feel like I'm going to be criticized more by the church, or be criticized more by those who call themselves Christians. And I was challenged by that because I said to myself, wow, his thoughts or his understanding of what a Christian is and who we represent is totally different from what reality of what we ought to be or what the reality of our lives are. Meaning that if we are to be the children of God, then we must represent God in our lives, in our actions, in our speaks, in our tasks, and even according to how we conduct ourselves. And I thought about that and said, wow, when people look at me, do they see God in me? Do they see the Holy Spirit ruling in my life? And it led me to this scripture, and I thought about the fact that Paul was the author of this book. And when you think about the fact of the attributes that that are attributed to Paul, you usually think of two things. You first think of the fact that Paul was known for killing. He was a mass murderer of Christians, meaning he grew up in a synagogue and said that it was his responsibility, his duty, to kill this uprising of Christianity, these people who say they follow Christ. Then he had this experience, and God spoke to him, and then he became an apostle. He became a representative of God. And I thought about that. I thought about the fact that God reconciled Paul to himself through Christ, and that he gave him the ministry of reconciliation. And what's amazing is that the reconcile is now becoming, the reconcile is now freeing others to be reconciled, meaning one who was a killer, one who came opposed of God, is now going out and spreading the gospel of God. And I thought about that in our own lives. When we think about the fact that we have all been delivered from one thing or another, that we all have come to a place in our lives where we no longer, or we used to be this, but we are now representatives of Christ or of God. See, Romans 5:10 says, while we were yet God's enemies, he made us his friends through the death of his son. Surely now that we are his friends, he will come and save us through his son's life. See, the word says that we were enemies, that we had intimacy, word that Dr. Storr liked to use a lot, intimacy. That's why he a doctor, I'm not. But there was a divide, there was a separation between mankind and God. And the only thing that brought us back in alignment or brought us back into joint or partnership or into a combined lifestyle was Christ. And so we think about the fact that we used to represent ourselves, our own brand, You used to represent Satan, and I know you might not agree. You might say, I ain't represent no devil, no Satan. Who are you talking about? And I ain't do that. But if you are not a friend of God, then you are an enemy of God. And the true enemy of God is Satan. And though he loves all, and though he wants to love all, it is up to us to realize that we got to come into and accept this relationship that he has with us. Now, I know, and I will be the first to tell you, how you have your relationship with God is different from how I have my relationship with God. But there are some things, some attributes that ought not be different. Just because we are the children of God. I mean, you think about it. You come from a family. Your mother and your father, you come from them, and you might have siblings. Now, your parents, you might think they do, but in reality, they don't love one child more than they love another. And though you and your siblings might look totally polar opposites from each other, you all are still family. And because you all are still family, there are going to be some traits and some attributes that you do that are similar and that will show the fact that you two are related. It could be the way you speak. It could be the way that you conduct yourself. It could be the way you dress. It could be your mindset. It could be how you articulate things. But there will be some simulation or some similarities between the children. And it's no different between your parents and God. There's going to be some similarities that you and I have. We're not going to be exactly the same because we both are different. But when we think about the similarities, when we think about who God is, then we ought to get to a place that we understand that God is love. And because he is love and he expressed love to us, then we as his children ought to do the same. I mean, so many times we have not gone and how many times have we come into a place where we have not shown love towards somebody, but yet when we are in need, we ask people to come and love us despite ourselves. And so I see God is sharing with us, again, in this second Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. I see that Paul is saying to the church of Corinth, and to us, that God has allowed his son to come and be our reconciler, to be our the person, the thing that will connect us back to the Father, God, because of our disconnection of sin. And when we get to this, when we're at this place and we're saying, okay, God, not only do I accept your Son, but I accept you. And by accepting you, then I accept who you are and your attributes. And because I accept you, your attributes, then I take on those attributes. I am willing to submit to your will. And your will is to show love. To show love. Now, we talked about and we said something this morning that, and we talked about love. And we understand that love is not a weak thing. But love, to show true love, takes discipline, takes focus, takes understanding, it takes patience, it takes a mindset of a servant to say it's not about me, but it's about bettering your quality of life. And you think about who God is and think that's what he is always trying to do. He is always trying to better the quality of our lives. But so many of us say, okay, God, instead of doing what you want me to do, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to do what I want to do. And the wonderful thing is, God said, okay, you'll come back. Trust me. Let me try to shield you first. But then you'll be back. And I don't know about you, but I've bumped my head more than once or twice. And there's been times where I've had to come and beg for forgiveness. And it goes back to that word that says, obedience is better than sacrifice. But I see God is saying to us, when are you going to go out and share my gospel? When are you going to go out and show love to the world? What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. Please go get some water. Please go get some juice or some tea. And we'll be right back. We're just going to play this one song, and then we'll be right back. Okay. This is not going to work. Okay.
I need somebody who to kiss. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of falsehood fever. But today it's stuck in. All the truth that's been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got the thing.
Amen. That's right. As a representative of God, as a representative of your Heavenly Father, we ought to be spreading love. We ought to be sharing love. Now, we know that the word representative can also be translated into ambassador. And we understand that the technical understanding official definition of an ambassador is an official representative of a king or government. And we understand that according to the Smith Bible Dictionary, ministers are called ambassadors of Christ. Now, we understand that as ambassadors of Christ, that we are going out to spread God's message or God's, message. I'm trying to find another word, but there is no better word. The sole purpose of the ambassador was to go out and represent the king or the government and say, wherever they go, I represent the one who sent me. I don't represent myself, but when you see me, you see him or you see it. And so that's what God is challenging us today. God is challenging us today to go out and be his ambassador, to go out and spread love, to go out with, like Paul, and spread this message of reconciliation. I mean, if God is love, as we have proclaimed, then we as his children, the children of God, ought to go out and spread love and share love. But so many of us are going out and spreading lies, spreading judgment, and doing our own thing. But God tonight is challenging us to go out and be his ambassadors. Now, one of the things, the wonderful things about being an ambassador is that when you go out somewhere, you have the backing of whoever sent you, meaning that as an ambassador for the U.S. government, I go out and represent the U.S. government, but I also have the backing of the U.S. government. So when I go out and someone does harm to me, it's like they're doing harm to the U.S. government. And so it is with the body of Christ. When someone is doing harm to you, they're not offending you personally, but they're trying to come up against the one who sent you. And you need to understand that you need to stand in God's strength and not your own. Let me say that again. You need to realize that you need to stand in God's strength and not your own. Not your own power, not your own authority, but that the authority that has been given to us through Christ. So many of us get caught up, and we say this, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. We need to realize that when people come up against us, it's not them who coming up against us, but it's that force, because they are representatives or ambassadors for whoever or whatever sent them. And if they coming up against us, then they must be opposed to God. And we got to realize that we don't fight against that person, but against the spirit that's ruling that person. So when we speak, even when we are being abused, we have to speak with love and then stand in authority and the power and claim that authority and power and ask God to intervene, to give you the wisdom, the strength, the knowledge and understanding to intervene. So many of us, we are going out into the world, and the world is looking at us, and they're saying to us, where's the love? Where's the God in you? And we have to stand up and be proclaimers of the gospel. I have some questions that I want us to answer or to think about in your leisure. Please go. The first question is, who do you represent? The second question is, when people see you, do they see someone representing God or representing the world? When people see you, do they see someone representing God or representing the world? The third question, how do you represent God to the world? The fourth question, what message are you telling everyone? And the last question, what areas in your life can you try to represent God better? What areas in your life can you try to represent God better than what you're doing currently? Well, these are just some questions that I want you to ponder and to think about. I thank God for you, and let's have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for this message. I pray that it will be a blessing. I pray that we will go out and be challenged by this message and go out and represent you, that people will see not us, but they see you. They see us representing you in the way we dress, in the way we talk, the way we live, the way we love, the way we communicate. Allow them to always see you in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for even when we go out into the world, let us not stand in our own strength or our own power and authority, but let us receive the authority and power that you've given to us. May we stand in that. I thank you, Lord God. I give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as always, I try to leave a little time at the end of each show to give you a moment. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you can press 1 on your phone, and I will be able to unmute your mic. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, as always, you can press 1. You can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. And Jvan, J-A-Y-V-A-N-N, 91, and then 91@yahoo.com. And I will definitely respond to your emails. As always, we thank God. If you have a question, you can press 1 or comment. Let me also say, if you, besides tonight, every Monday night, you can hear a great word of God coming from the Storr family, Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr. They do a teaching from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock about oneness. And I would say even not just marriage ministry, but relationship ministry. We thank God for them. God has been using them to share for the last 20-something years. We thank God for them and their faithfulness. But that's every Monday night from 8 to 9. And then from 9 to 9:30, you have Minister Leah Killing, a mighty woman, mighty powerful woman of God. We have myself every Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. On Thursday nights, you have Bishop George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then every Saturday from 1 to 2, Minister Joseph Amos Collins from the Ohio area, great man of God, who just loves the Lord, and who just loves the Lord and does not mind being an ambassador for God. So you can tune in any of those times. And hear a mighty word of God coming from any of those people. I would ask you to please tune in. We thank God for each and every one of you all. We are so appreciative for those who come, who show up every Wednesday. So what we're trying to do is prepare for our closing song. Again, we thank God for each and every one who called in tonight, and for those who are listening live. We just thank God for you, and we pray that, again, tonight's word was a blessing to you, and that that you can be an ambassador for God. I know it ain't always easy. It ain't always the road that you want to take. But trust me, there's no better way to trust and obey than to serve God. Trust me, there's no better way to live a life where that is submitted to God. Doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect, but it does mean that you will be His servant. So as always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr., we will see you next Wednesday.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Here I am.
Give my